Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botano with Natural North Dakota.
There are some willow catkins popping out in Turtle Mountains. No doubt they're also out in other parts of the state. Willows are a member of the Salicaceae, or willow family. In addition to the willows, the family also includes cottonwoods, aspen, and balsam poplar. We have over a dozen species of willows in the state, including some introductions. Most are shrubs, but a couple are trees, such as peach leaf willow and yellowstem white willow, which is often quite prominent in shelter belts. Look for those distinctively golden yellow to orange twigs. There's no mistaking those willows. The catkins on willows are the flowers, of course. Willows are wind-pollinated, so no showy flowers here. And it's the male flowers that produce the white, fluffy material that catches our attention and ends up in spring arrangements. You may notice that some willows don't seem to produce those white, fluffy catkins. That's because they're the female plants. Willows are dioecious, meaning they have separate male and female plants. It's the same for cottonwood. And of course, it's the female trees that release all that light, cottony fluff, which is attached to a small seed. But it's the pussy willow that seems to get all our attention. When I see them in the spring, I always think of that first line from a Gordon Lightfoot song from many years ago. Some of you certainly remember it. Pussy willows, cattails, soft winds, and roses. But I haven't seen much evidence of soft winds or roses yet. Pussy willow is a native multi-stemmed shrub or small tree with reddish-brown to dark-brown twigs. It can grow to a height of perhaps 15 feet or more. Its native range is roughly north of a line from the Northwest Territories in British Columbia to South Carolina, and it can be found across our state, but more frequently north and east of the Missouri River. As with most other willows, the pussy willow likes to have its feet wet, so look for it low on the landscape, such as stream banks, marshy areas, and near the margins of lakes, ponds, and sloughs. Spring arrangements with pussy willows used to be a common sight in homes. Not so much these days. But if you're starting to wax nostalgia and in need of a spring arrangement, consider some pussy willows. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.